Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
So, Craig and Kim, we love you guys. Thank you much for giving us the voice airtime to talk with each other and share what's going on in the world of surviving head trauma. And as many of you know, that's not just from a TBI, that can be from a stroke or an aneurysm, all kinds of brain issues. But we're going to do a PSA right now. We're going to listen to a public service announcement from one of our favorite groups, the Brain Injury Association of America. And when we finish with that, we're going to come back and hopefully we'll have Angela with us and get the show started. So again, welcome to another episode of Surviving a Trauma. I'm Terry Smith, your host. Angela is going to join us momentarily. We'll be right back.
Research, treatment, and support speed recovery for the more than 2.5 million children and adults who sustain traumatic brain injuries in the United States each year. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. Support research and better access to care, and let people with brain injuries know that they are not alone. Call 1-800-444-6443 or visit www.biausa.org to learn more about brain injury.
Let's see. I'll tell her to hang up and call back. Let's see what happens. All right. Wait. There she is again. Let's see. If I can switch her. No.
Hello?
Yeah, she's. Do I think I have her? Yes, we have her online. Angela, hi.
Hi. Yeah,
that was
I don't know what was going on there.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties in the studio. I hope our listening audience is able to hear us. You could not hear us when you were on hold.
No, and you're cutting out again. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You're cutting out. I don't know if you can hear me, but you're cutting out really bad.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I can't hear you. I'm going to hang up and try and call back.
Talk about things that happened. Hell, yesterday, early this morning, last week, 2 months ago, and you can't put your finger on it. You know they're not lying to you because it sounds like something you would do or be a part of or something you would say. You know yourself. You know your character. You know who you are. It sounds like you just can't find it anywhere. It's like something's blank in the computer. Computer's over. Press save. I don't know. But we will talk about that tonight because sometimes it can get to you when it happens enough, when people talk about enough things. And now we have Angela calling back. Let's see if we can get her this time. Angela, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes, yeah. We have her this time. Is this a clear connection?
Now it is. I don't know what's going on.
Well, as long as you can hear us, I hope our listening audience can hear us. I mean, That's pretty serious.
I think they can now, but I don't think – I think they can now because it's clear, but when I can't hear you and it's staticky, I don't think anybody can hear you.
Were you listening on your phone, your computer?
Yeah, on my phone.
On your phone.
When I call in, it puts me – when I call in, it puts me in line or whatever.
In the queue?
Yeah.
Good, yeah, it says you in the queue. But you couldn't hear anything while you were waiting?
No, I mean, I could hear stuff, but you sounded like a robot. You were cutting in.
Oh,
that's
not good. I don't know.
But I don't know if it's your connection. I don't know what's going on. There you go again. Doing it again. Can you hear me? Well, this sucks. Hello? You sound like a robot.
Can you hear me better now? No.
Now I can.
Wait, now you can hear me? Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Here's Ronald Kratz on the phone. Hey, Ron, thanks, man. He says, hi, I can hear you. I'm going to write him a note and say thanks. Maybe you're having trouble with your set, Angela.
I've tried every which way. I've tried with my headset. I've tried putting you on speaker. I've tried...
Thanks, Ron.
Just doing it through my phone, and nothing's working. Can you hear me when I talk to you?
I hear you just clear. Yeah, clear as day.
The whole time you can hear me saying, can you hear me?
I could hear you over and over again.
Huh.
Did you hear me when I was talking about the memory issue and the loss of memory and how it affects us? Did you hear any of that?
No.
No. No. I thought that might be our topic tonight, unless. Well, first of all, welcome to we've had so many technical issues. I'm not even sure if I've welcomed you properly. Welcome to another month. Thank you for joining us, Angela.
Thank you.
I mean, especially
good
since the show is called "Surviving Head Trauma with Terry and Angela." You being here is kind of, you know, fits, right?
Yes.
All right. So, how's it been? I haven't talked to you. This afternoon we said hello, but the month. I haven't had to talk to you over your last month. Been a good month for you in our pandemic?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I've been dealing with some medical issues, but aside from that, everything's okay. Still just dealing with, you know, trying to be safe. How about you?
Well, more of the same. Trying to get back to creative writing and my work, you know, but it's just, I don't know, my mind's been in a fog, just so, I don't know. But otherwise, everything is great. I mean, people are well, people are healthy in my circle, my immediate environment. And I know that there's a lot of pain out there. When I was driving a relative to get vaccinated, and we had to go through the downtown area here, and it was like tent city of homeless people, and I didn't realize we had such a large homeless community in our city, but because of the cold weather, they built like a little tent city in a portion of downtown in the outer edges, and it broke my heart to see that, you know. So
yeah, I've really got a heart for the homeless.
You know,
it's sad to see.
It is. It's something that we take for granted because if we don't live in a huge city where it's extremely prevalent and they're everywhere. But here,
you should see what it looks like in Los Angeles.
Oh, I have. I lived there for a long time, and MacArthur
Park.
Have you
seen it lately?
MacArthur Park.
Have you seen
it lately? Yeah, my son is out still, you know, he lives out there now, and
right,
It's sad. But at least they haven't had
tent
weather.
Tent communities all up on the sidewalks, all up and down the sidewalks. Tent communities everywhere. Just on the side of the road. It's crazy.
Oh, you mean beyond MacArthur Park, beyond Skid Row, you mean?
I mean like L.A., like West L.A.
West L.A.? Oh, no. That's like Beverly Hills and Brentwood.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it looks like there, but like West L.A., like Venice and Mar Vista, Palms, where my mom lives, like near Koreatown.
Tent cities.
I mean, it's terrible.
Well,
do what?
No, tent cities, I'm asking you.
They just have all these communities. It's like their own apartments, all just on the sidewalk. You have to walk around. You have to walk around it, walk on the street to get around it. It's just crazy.
You know, I'll share a story with our listening audience, and I don't know how relevant it is, except that I can relate to the degree of, as a writer, professionally, when I lived in L.A., I had wardrobe and costume makeup make me a homeless person, and I went out and lived as a homeless person for the experience because of a writing project I was working on, and I became somewhat familiar with some of the regulars, and there are many things I learned from a lot of them, but a lot what I noticed is I think a lot of it is brain trauma of some kind or brain illness.
Mental illness.
Yeah, but I tell you one of the most things that stands out the most from that experience, and my poor memory even, I remember this. I wasn't a homeless person who spoke. I was silent. I was silent, and I didn't ask for money, but I just walked and listened and observed. But you could tell I was homeless by the way I looked, because I had the full wardrobe, makeup, clothing, everything. I looked obviously homeless. So I was sitting on a bus stop, just sitting and observing. I was sitting on Hollywood Boulevard, in fact, and a man, a regular person in a suit and tie, came out from one of the buildings, someone who apparently worked there, and he sat down in the bus stop next to me, so I assumed he was waiting on a bus. But he started talking to me, but I in character, was a mute, basically, just a homeless person who didn't speak, right, and not a non-aggressive one, just a passive mute sitting there. But he started telling me about his entire life. He's talking about his wife, his children, the troubles at work, his whole life, all these issues. He just poured off his chest to me, and I didn't respond to anything. I just sat there, and as long as he talked, he was comfortable. A bus came, and it opened the door. He nodded no, and the bus left. He finished talking and got up and went back into the building and back to work. And I turned and tried to stay in character, but something about that told me that sometimes people need to just get it off their chest, to just talk to somebody who they think is safe and not going to hear what they're really saying, but at the same time they can talk to another person. Somehow that fit, and it was relevant to something we were talking about tonight.
Yeah, just talking about the homeless camps.
The homeless people. Oh, yeah, my experience as a homeless person when I was for the writing experience. Yeah, that believe it or not, that struck me the most. But the other part is the survival and the brain injury and the brain trauma, I think, plays a major role in that. And it makes you really wonder, what can we do to help? I mean, we can reach out and talk to each other who have the capabilities of listening through devices we own. But if you're homeless, you probably don't have access to the internet or Sirius XM or however you receive our show. It's done through some kind
of electronics.
The
sad thing about a lot of the homeless, at least where we are, is we're finding that a lot of them, it's all drug related. That, you know, they're drug addicts, and they're just out on the street panhandling for money so that they can get their next fix. And we found that out because we lived, a house that we were living in a couple of years ago was right on the outskirts of a woodsy area. And you could see from the back of our house, from our backyard, you could see the headlights in this homeless camp that was in the woods back behind our house. And I remember there was a couple walking down the street one time, and they asked, I was out front, and they asked if they could have some money. And I said, I don't have any money, but I can make you guys a couple sandwiches. And, you know, so that way you have something to eat. And I said, you know, go do what you were going to go do. And then when you come back, I'll have the sandwiches ready for you. And I made them sandwiches. And when I did, I waited for them to come back. And I went out to give them the sandwiches. And the guy was like, no, we don't need the sandwiches. We just need money. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I don't have any money to give you, but you can have these sandwiches. And he was like, no, never mind. And he just kept walking from the sandwiches that I had just made them. And he was dragging his girlfriend along with him, saying, come on, let's go, let's go. And here I'm following them down the street on the sidewalk going, no, but here I made these for you. I'm having to chase these homeless people down to give them food. But they didn't want it. All they wanted was cash so that they could get their drugs. And I know it's not all homeless, but it's a big majority of them here.
It's a mixture. Huh? Yeah, it's a mixture. I think of the whole gamut of people out there. Some are from drug, which I mean I know they said that even that is a disease, but it's a choice in the beginning. You know, you can decide not to stick a needle in your arm. I mean, but at some point, whatever.
You're cutting out again. I'm just going to sit quietly until you're not cutting out anymore. Keep talking. I can't hear you.
Problem.
Okay, now I hear you.
Now you hear me, but Ron on the chat board is telling me that I'm cutting in and out. Can you hear me consistently?
Yes. Now I can.
Now you can. Okay, this is odd tonight. Sometimes we have issues with Block Talk some nights. It's flawless, just seamless, just perfect audio throughout.
Darn it. You're cutting out again. Your connection. You're still like a robot.
Welcome to Block Talk Radio.
Welcome to Block Talk Radio.
Please enter your host pin.
Into my host pin.
Press the pound key.
Can you hear that? Did you hear that?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now, but you didn't hear the little voice computer?
I heard the... Yes, I could hear that.
Yeah, well, I'm posting it in.
To start your show now, press 1.
All right, press 1.
To hear important instructions, press 2.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, and hello? I can hear whenever I call. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Whenever I call back in, and that's the beginning, it says, hold on 1 minute, and you're... You can listen to the show. I can hear that clearly. But then as soon as it goes to you, then it's static. It breaks up like a robot.
Well, I don't know. Ron is on the line.
But I can hear you completely fine now.
Just fine now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is saying okay now. Well, I guess after 28, the first half hour, we can. You know what? The song that I started to play a song to see if music would go through. It says it's playing, but nothing's coming out. So the switchboard for some reason tonight is just out of whack. I don't understand what's going on. So
you're trying to play a song right now?
Well, I started it when we were having trouble. I was not being heard. I started a song thinking, well, maybe the music will play, but it's still spinning, and it's as if it's not working. There's no music. I mean, I think this is just a bad night for Blog Talk. For some reason, we've had studio issues in the past.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're flawless nights, and other nights they're like tonight. Music doesn't play.
Well, that sucks. My mom's supposed to be calling in.
Well, hopefully her call will come through. We can get her and talk. But we won't be able to jam with our music, man. I wanted to play our song, and we can't now.
I want to be able to hear you talking.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice on a talk show? You can hear the host and hostess talk.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, you know what I want to talk about tonight is memory, the loss of memory and how it affects us and the sadness of it. It can be sad at times.
Yeah.
I mean, we deal with it, but that's just one of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight. Anything happened in the last month that you want to talk about?
Well, you said you wanted to talk a little bit about the medical issues, but I mean, I don't care. We can. We can talk about that a little bit if you want.
Oh, the healing plant. The flower is called flower in Florida, the legal term for flower. Yes, the advocacy for
No,
for
you were legal. Talking you were talking about my bladder thing.
Your bladder thing? Now you have me confused.
My bladder condition. Remember I told you that I've been having problems. They thought it was a bladder infection, and then they're going to check to make sure it's not bladder cancer.
Want to talk about that tonight? Okay, let's. Well, how do you feel right now? Are you in pain?
I'm always in a little pain, yeah. But I mean, I'm okay. We don't have to talk about it. You just mentioned talking about it.
Well, I thought if it was a pain relief, a pain issue, if you were able to handle the pharmaceutical level pain opioids and all that, or if you tried the flower.
Mhm. Right. Are you cutting out again? You're cutting out again. Man. I can't hear you.
Angela?
Yes. Okay, I could hear my name, but you're still a robot. I still can't hear you.
Well, that's strange because I'm not even logged
there.
In anymore. You can
now
hear me.
I hear you.
But it's funny because
now
I'm not logged in to the studio. I'm not even on the network now.
I can hear you just fine now. Now I can't. Now you're a robot again. Can't hear you.
And I support that.
I'm going to call you. And talk to you.
It says, oops, website under maintenance. Our engineers are working hard. We'll be back online shortly. It's definitely a Blog Talk Radio issue.
Yeah.
But I don't know who can hear us and who can't, because we have potential listeners. I'm not sure. So I'm still behaving as if we have an audience out there, because you could hear me partially even after I had disconnected from the studio.
Right.
It's coming up. The same thing is coming up. It's saying that our website is under maintenance. Engineers are working hard. We'll be back online shortly. So I don't know if we have an audience. I don't think we have an audience, Angela. I think tonight's a bust. I think the studio has completely failed us. It has not lived up to its side of the contract, man.
That sucks.
Tell me about it.
I'm swapping over, and it's still that you're staticky.
Staticky, huh? Well, this is just the strangest show episode ever.
Yeah, like I said, you sound like.
Oh no, this is bad branding. What else would do? What's going on here, man? I need to find out what's happening. What's happening? Everything is plugged in the right spot. Everything is plugged in perfectly. Wondering, I don't know what's happening, man.
Pick up the gain.
Website under online. Well, what do you know? It says we're reconnected. I don't know if anyone can hear us or not, but we are reconnected, and it says the music is playing. So let's try to get Angela on the line, if we can get her. I don't know if she can hear us or not, maybe. I'll try the other computer first. If the other computer works, we will try to get Angela back on the line. Otherwise, we've been having a lot of trouble tonight. And it's apparently a thing, man. It's not working tonight. It's having a trouble with Terry and Angela. Let's see if we can hear it. Is it playing? Because if it's not playing, there's no need to get Angela back in the line. But if it is playing, we can hear it on the laptop. We will do our best to get her back, because we'd hate to not have her on the show. You know, it'd be hard to not have her. And I think we're back.
Turn Angela. See if we can hear it. Is it playing?
I think it's working. All right, let's get Angela back in the line. Let's see if we can get her to call us back. Let's see, I need to do this by calling her recent and we're merged. And can you hear? Can you hear this? Radio?
No, hold on.
You don't hear us? Can you hear us? I can hear us on the other computer. I think we're live again. Our audience is still there. We're still trying to get back to you. And we're doing our best, but we're not sure if we're being
heard. Should I try calling in?
Or not. Yeah, why don't you try calling in and see what you get.
All right, I'll call back. Bye.
All right, call back. And if you can hear me when you call back, if you press 1, I will know that you can hear me, and then I will bring you